Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1677 slide. Visible translated text is as follows him. After he had teased me along, he told me he was just teasing and joking with me, and he was going to tell me the facts and the truth, and he was working for Mr. Burns, and asked me why did I leave Atlanta. I told him I left there of my own free will. He says, "They all say around there that you was paid to leave Atlanta $200 or $300. Is that the fact?" I told him, "No, sir." He said, "No need of lying to me. He and you have been friends. I have done you plenty of favors, and you have done me some. How come you can't tell me the truth?" He says, "I don't want you to tell nothing but the truth. You know you was in the cell with Conley. We want you to tell the truth about being in the cell with Conley." I told him, "No, I was not. I didn't know Conley. Never had seen Conley." "Well," he says, "to make the story long and short, I'll tell you, Alan, let's get down to business. You know Jim Conley, and he has already got a year conviction, and that Jew is already convicted to break his neck, and between you and me, I'll tell you what they heard down there, whether it be true or not, that you did find out from Conley in the cell, that he did tell you he killed that girl, and your statement was going to be against Conley, and they gave you $300 or $400 and run you out of town. Is that true or not?" I told him, "No, sir." He says, "Have you ever told the truth?" I told him, "Yes." "Did you ever tell a lie?" I hemmed and hawed, and finally I told him I had told funny tales, but when it come to swearing a man's life away, I wouldn't like to tell a lie and no other science business. He told me, "Well, you have told a lie, and it didn't hurt you. I want you to tell this lie, but I am trying to show where, if you told all kind of lies in this case, it wouldn't hurt you, but would get you money." He says, "It is a feather in your hat, would be a feather in my hat. Probably you will have a job as long as you live with these people at the rate of $120 or $125 a month, and maybe I will too. If I was you, I would go on and tell, because this man Frank ain't never going to walk on."